Two people, three questions, one possible outcome.
It's Ken, Colleen, and Kurt's Hang Up or Hang Out on Star 102.5.
Time to find out this morning if we can get two of our listeners matched up and sent out on a date. For let's first meet Jonathan. Hey, Jonathan, how you doing?
What's up, guys? I'm good. I'm doing well.
Awesome.
Doing well.
Tell us a little bit about you, Jonathan.
I'm 27, from Ankeny. I'm a systems analyst. Just kind of regular dude, you know?
Okay.
All right.
All right. We are curious right now. Do you have a guilty pleasure, something you're streaming?
Oh,
binging.
God. I totally did. It's kind of this. It's Riverdale. You guys know that show, Riverdale?
Of course.
I can't believe it.
I watch it with my middle school daughters.
So my ex got me totally hooked on it, and then we like broke up or whatever, but now I just can't stop watching it.
Okay, so, you're
okay,
in.
Sure,
you're
blame
in
it on
you're
the
in.
Ex.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah, it's
fine. Yeah,
that's what happened with me and Young and the Restless. Of course it was a girl.
Right.
You know, that was 30 years ago, whatever. Okay, 30 years ago. All right, let's now meet Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing really good.
Good. Tell us about you.
But people call me Shelly. I'm 27. I live in Beaverdale. I'm a massage therapist.
Okay, and what about you? Do you have a guilty pleasure, something you're binging right now?
Yeah, it's weird, but I love it. Do you know that show, Dr. Pickle Popper?
Yes.
Gross.
I know it's so gross, but I'm just fascinated by it. Like, but who wouldn't want to know, like, what's lurking under your skin?
No,
you know,
it's
like
awesome.
The things that happen.
I asked my esthetician if she would film herself getting this one thing on my back. I got like a hole in my back, and when it's ready to go, like I said, you need to film yourself getting it because I want to see it back.
Whatever it is,
yeah.
You don't tip enough.
She enjoys it. That's like her job.
Yes, it's just this is just fun enough. I don't even need a tip call. Okay. Well, this is how this works. We will ask you. We'll ask you both up to three questions, and we'll get each of your answers at the end of each question. You'll have a chance to hang up if you don't want to go any further. But if all three of you are still on the line, or if both of you are still on the line after we get through all three questions, then we're going to pay for you to go out on a date. All right. First question is going to you first, Jonathan. Colleen has it.
All right, Jonathan. What was the biggest household project you attempted?
I'm so not handy at all, so I don't try to like build anything or do anything like that. But one time I did actually have like a toilet crack. It just kind of broke.
Okay.
So I had to go out and I had to buy a new toilet, and I thought that all toilets were the exact same size. But actually, that's not true. So if you're like a little bit off, it's like holy crap. Literally, well, not literally, but like there was literally water everywhere in my bathroom. And also, I didn't really realize that, like, I didn't know how to get rid of an old toilet because they're super big and super heavy. So for like 6 months, I had a toilet in my garage.
That's kind of funny, though. You should have put it in the garden.
I didn't know that they weren't the same size.
Well,
mostly.
Now you do, man.
Yeah.
Trust me, you need to know.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
I thought mostly the bases were the same size, but like you could get longer, the seat comes in different sizes. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
well,
know.
It's butt
triple
size.
Triple check that next time.
Toilets are butt size.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
I mean, you sit on one and it fits.
Wow. I had no idea. Okay, and how about you, Shelley?
Well, I actually bought my first home. Yay!
Yay!
I know!
Yeah.
And Ken, you'll love it because it's in Beaverdale, right? Oh. And you know about the Beaverdale home.
I'm
right?
close. I'm right on the edge. I'm actually in Drake, but close to Beaverdale, so close enough. Yep, I know about
it.
Beautiful homes. Beautiful homes. I love them.
They're beautiful homes, but there are surprises like everywhere, and it's constantly redoing stuff. And my dad and I, he helped me repaint basically the whole inside of the house, which was fine. It looks really good, but it took, like a whole month longer than what we had projected. It was a really long time.
Yeah, because
Now that, you know, spring is here and it's getting warmer, I think we're going to start to do the outside. And my thankfully, my dad says that he's willing to help me, but he's saying that now. So we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see how that goes.
All right. First mistake, you should have got one of those bricks over there. See?
Yeah, exactly.
To paint the outside. Okay.
That's right.
All right. Well, there's your first question. Now we'll count to three in a moment. You can hang up if you'd like. If not, and you're both still there, we'll move on to question two. One, two, three. I think we're good.
Yeah.
Heard no one.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt continues.
Yeah, question two is coming up. Going to put them out on a date. See what they would do at dinner. That's on the way in about 8 minutes.
Tweet us at Star 1025.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt
on Star 102.5.